First grade babies, second grade tots, third grade angels, fourth grade snots, fifth grade peaches, sixth grade plums, and all the rest are dirty bums. I heard that rhyme for the first time on my first day of school, which in Meade County, Kentucky, at Flaherty Elementary, was the first day of first grade. I'm not sure who started it. Could have been the snots. They were proud of themselves. Might have been the peaches, might have been the plums. Don't believe it was the dirty bums, because if memory serves me correctly, the dirty bums were considered much too old for recess. But that rhyme was going out on the playground, day after day, recess after recess, and it was loud. First grade babies, second grade tots, third grade angels, fourth grade snots, fifth grade peaches, sixth grade plums, and all the rest are dirty bums. Even when the bell rang and our teachers left the school building to meet us, and we left the playground to meet our teachers, oh, I could still hear that rhyme. First grade babies, second grade tots, third grade angels, fourth grade snots, fifth grade. Even as I, along with the other first graders, walked in the line behind my teacher on our way into the building, I could hear it. First grade, baby, second grade. I was in first grade, but I was not a baby. I was the oldest child in my family. I was the only one old enough to walk all the way out our long, winding gravel driveway, stand out there beside the highway, catch that big yellow school bus, and ride it to school. I wasn't a baby. I was a big girl, but I knew if I said, teacher, teacher, do you hear? There would be laughter, and I wouldn't think it was funny, because the big kids were the ones who chanted that rhyme, and at my school, the big kids were the rulers of the playground. The big boys ruled the kingdom of marbles, marbles. A game played in rings, drawn in the dust beneath a shade of trees. And I can't even tell you what happened in the kingdom of marbles, for when I was a girl, marbles was a boy's only world. But the big girls ruled a kingdom too. They ruled the jump rope kingdom. They decided who was going to turn the rope, who was going to jump. They ruled the jump rope kingdom. Now, when I began first grade, I knew how to jump rope. I did. My mama would take a rope. She would tie it to a porch post. She would string it across the porch. She would take hold of the other end of the rope. I would stand beside the rope. My mama would turn the rope. I would jump. I knew how to jump rope when I began first grade. But in the jump rope kingdom ruled by the big girls, no one stood beside the rope and waited for the rope to turn. Oh, no. They ran in while the rope was turning. They ran in while they chanted the words of the jump rope rhymes. Not last night, but the night before, 24 robbers came knocking at my door. As I ran out and the big girl would run out, they ran in and she would jump back in, call going in the back door, and hit me on the head with a rolling pin. And this is what they said for me to do. Fancy dancer, do the twist. The big girl would twist and jump at the same time. Fancy dancer, give a high kick. And she would kick and jump on one foot. Fancy dancer, turn all around. And she would turn in a circle while she jumped. Fancy dancer, get out of town. That big girl would run out. The next big girl would run in. The rope never stopped. Even if a rope turner grew tired, a second big girl would come over. The two of them would turn that rope together. And then the one who was tired would step away. And the new rope turner would keep turning. And the jumper would never even notice the rope had been handed off. I was not prepared. So I sat on the sidewalk and I watched. But I did not jump rope with the big girls. One day, one of those big girls, Anna Jo Hinton, walked over. She looked down at me, and Anna Jo said, "You want to jump rope?" I said, "Oh, I do, but you don't know how, do you?" I said, "Oh, I know how to jump. I know the rhymes and everything. I just don't know how to run in." Anna Jo looked back at the other big girls. "Hey, she knows how to jump. She just doesn't know how to run in. I believe I could teach her. Some of the big girls laughed. But Anna Jo looked at me and she said, come on, hold my hand. When I say run, you run. When I say jump, you jump. Oh, I held her hand. Run, she said, I ran. Jump, I jumped. And I missed. And everything stopped. And some of the big girls laughed at me. But Anna Jo said, it's all right. It's all right. You almost got it. Hey, she almost got it. Turn the rope again. And again, run, run, jump, jump. And I wish I could tell you I got it on my second try, but it was not an easy thing for me to learn. But over and over again, Anna Jo Hinton made the other big girls turn the rope until run, run, jump, jump, and I was jumping rope. Then Anna Jo looked at me and she said, you better hold my hand again. I'm going to have to teach you how to get out of here. And I stopped that rope many more times learning how to run out. Oh, Anna Jo Hinton was a queen in the jump rope kingdom, a queen who could lead the other big girls with wisdom enough and courage enough to offer her hand to one they all laughed at and called a first grade baby and bring that first grade baby all the way inside the jump rope kingdom.